Yes, Jesus, we can be down.
Yes, Jesus, for thank you,
brother. I see you with your name, the Lord Jesus.
The Lord Jesus.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Also work on the things you left home which are demanding.
But
as you go back home and everything is well.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Pray
for me, your brethren. Wish them better things. Which come from the living God. That is the Father and the Son. Which come from the Holy Spirit, which come from the seven spirits of the Lord, which come from the holy angels, that they reach upon them in righteousness, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Tell them I want the day of judgment. That you are there as you stand on the judgment seats. And you be among them who carry out judgment in the city of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There
they have looked and asked, why are we standing and clapping up? Yet there's no minister coming. Friend, our minister is the Holy Spirit, by the Lord Jesus and by the Father. And
he
is the one we welcome. And after the dawn, he is going to minister upon, they also come. There is a day we made a mistake when we welcomed him in Jerusalem. We forgot to lay mass for him and we laid for the donkey upon which he was seated. And we honored it so highly and we forgot him. And we ended up beating him and we were crucifying him. Crucifying him wouldn't have been bad. It would have required of him for ourselves. But of rejecting him, to reject, to accept him, it was the greatest case we committed. The one for beating him was required of him, for he had given himself for us. But the one who never believes him is already condemned.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
this time we fulfill this scripture.
You
read of it in Nehemiah 8. Say when they brought the book of the Lord to read it,
and
all people honored the book.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the book we read right now is the Lord Jesus.
But
we know he came within the scroll by which he was written about.
And
anytime we bring it out, we know we're going to continue to understand and know him. And anytime we bring the word of God, we see it's going to open our hearts that he may enter within there as he passes through. Let's read briefly there.
And
after we officially begin our service,
Nehemiah chapter 8
from verses 1.
Awo abantu bonna ne bakungana ng'omuntu omu mu kifo ekigazi ekyayolekera omulyango ogw'amazzi. Ne bagamba Ezra omuwandiisi okuleeta ekitabo ky'amateeka ga Musa Mukama ge yalagira Isirayiri. Ezra kabona n'aleeta amateeka mu maaso g'ekibiina, abasajja era n'abakazi, ne bonna abayinza okuwulira n'okutegeera ku lunaku olw'olubereberye olw'omwezi ogw'omusanvu. Awo n'asoma omwo mu maaso g'ekifo ekigazi ekyayolekera omulyango ogw'amazzi, okuva enkya mu makya okutuusa mu ttuntu. Abasajja n'abakazi nga weebali, n'abo abayinza okutegeera, abantu bonna ne batega amatu okuwulira ekitabo eky'amateeka. Awo Ezra n'ayanjuluza ekitabo mu maaso g'abantu bonna, kubanga yali waggulu abantu bonna w'abantu bonna. Kale bwe yakyanjulusa abantu bonna ne bayimirira.
Ekitabo kyassibwamu ki?
Ekitiibwa. Ekitiibwa.
It was honored. Praise Jesus.
Now when you hear the shoutings and noise,
you
know where you've been shouting and clapping for the donkeys?
Abasumba.
Those are the pastors,
the
apostles and the prophets. But
we've
forgotten the word.
These
in the other seasons they had him written, reaching when he came to clothe flesh. But we too right now, we have him in written and remained appearing to us. That's why we first welcome him.
Okay,
that's
when
he seated down. People honor so much ministers more than the Bible. That's why even when they tell you things out of the Bible, you accept them. You do them that the apostle and the pastor said. When the people saw the book has been opened, all of them stood and honored the book. Let's finish here.
Tulimu Nehemiah, esuli y'omunana olinyiri olw'omukaaga.
Nehemiah 8:6.
Ezra ne yeebaza Mukama Katonda omukulu. Abantu bonna ne baddamu nti, Amiina, Amiina. Nga bayimusa emikono gyabwe, ne bakutama emitwe gyabwe, ne basinza Mukama. Nga bavunamye amaaso gaabwe.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Bagenda maaso kuwanika emikono ne bakuba.
They raised their hands.
Ne bakuba emizira.
And they shouted and supported the word.
Ne baagala nnyo ekigambo kya Katonda.
And they loved so much.
Naye bw'okisoma n'ogimalayo.
But when you read and finish it,
Katonda yabayamba nnyo okutegeera olunaku olwo lwonna.
God helped them understand so much that day.
Kubanga baali batunuulidde ekigambo kye.
For they had looked unto his word.
Naffe gye tusinze okutunuulira.
That's why we too are focusing most on him.
Kubanga ebintu byonna biriggwaawo.
For all things will pass away.
Ekyo tekiriggwaawo.
But the word will never pass away. That's why we hold on to it. That it can support us and we exist forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now it's good to always welcome like that. God bless you all who are listening to us. And who want to look for the Lord and seek him through his holy book. We are still today going to the journey of heaven. Moved through the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 and 2011, we are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The one is in the images surrounding here. Praise Jesus. And in that city, we started the day of judgment. Preaching the first and the second resolution. But today, we are going to handle the second resolution, the day of the Lord, when he's going to come back the second time. It's all usually called the rapture.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we've been seeing from you the journey of heaven to reach where we are today. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope with us, together with Pastor Bosa. We love you all in the name of Jesus. The ministry is called the new generation, with the full knowledge of God. We fight the destruction which has been, which is brought by lack of knowledge. Hosea 4. And we bring life for knowing the one true God, and Jesus Christ the saint, in John 17, verses 1 to 3. And we fulfill the call of this nation, which is in Isaiah 18 and Isaiah 19. And God is on a swift cloud and he says he's heading to Egypt, but he's focused most where River Nile springs from, where he's going to base to prepare all nations for the coming back of his son, the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus. Now in this journey of heaven, some of what has helped us to restore the gospel kingdom of God, for For he told us that as false prophets have increased, the gospel of the kingdom will remain to be preached, and after the end will come. Like in Matthew 24, from verses 9 unto 14, that when the false prophets will increase, the love of many concerning heaven and eternal life, it will draw cold. For the gospel which will be then, you know it will take it, power is there. And preaching heaven has ceased to be. Praise Jesus. But he said there will be, they will be preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, to be a witness to all nations, and after the end will come. And that's why God took me through the journey of heaven, the call of our nation, to prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus. But we prepare them through preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Praise Jesus. And this time you see this journey of heaven. It began to prepare me in 2005 and 2011. It took me through the visions, dreams, and the trance, or to be transfigured. Praise Jesus. It made me visit the heavens, to reaching the third heaven. Praise Jesus. But we move through the Bible. Everywhere we reached, we rather read in the Bible. Praise Jesus. But we are going to be moving on, and get back in the city of God again, where we are going to start the second resurrection. But you was not been here. We've been studying from you many things. We began from our habitable earth, the other image, the planet Earth, you see in color blue. For you, is far cannot see in this image. Praise Jesus. And we stretched out of it, and we saw other nine planets, to discover the 10 planets. And we got from there, we went in the kingdom of the stars. Praise Jesus. And the stars are big enough, we just see lightings coming from them, but the stars are very big and they're very numerous. That's where the sun and the moon is. And even the kingdom of hell, known as hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, is formed in the kingdom of the stars. Praise Jesus. We reached the heaven, and we saw his circular appearance. Heaven is not only up there, you see it. It's circular. Even under, when it stretched out of the planet Earth, it's there. Now with the heaven we see up there, why it's called the fourth heaven, it was the last created heaven. Praise Jesus. And we see in Genesis chapter 1 verse 6 unto 20. That's where you discover where the stars are found. But in Genesis 2, they show us that many heavens were created. Praise Jesus. Well, when you pass through the northern door of that heaven, you can enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. And that city, it's found in the first created heaven, for there's still the second heaven and the third heaven, and it's also above the heavens in the beginning. That's where we find the new heavens and the new earth. Right now, these days, we are in the city of God. We move on to see what's within it. We're going to be seeing the second resurrection after seeing the first resurrection. Praise Jesus. Our entering in that city is like this. When we get from planet Earth where we are, you pass through the northern door. We always use this Genesis 28 from verses 10
unto
12. You want to enter the city of God. Here, the Bible directs you in all things, for it was sent to us like a map, which can direct us all things where they are. Even though most of us are not good in reading this map, even the leaders who have been reading it for us, most of them read it wrongly. You know, when you're driving a car, there are those who read the map, the navigators. Most of the rally cars. Yeah, on earth we are in rally cars. Praise Jesus. But the navigator is the one who can make you get lost. People, preachers, pastors, and people like them. Praise Jesus. But this time you reach the right navigators. They are going to read you the map until you reach the heavens. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's get from planet Earth into this city.
Tuli mu lubereberye esura ya 28 n'olunyiriri lwa 10.
Genesis 28 from verses 10.
Yakobo n'ava e Beeruseba n'agenda e Kalani. N'atuuka mu kifo n'asulawo n'akesa obudde, kubanga enjuba yali egudde. N'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo n'alyezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe, n'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka. N'aloota ekirooto era laba, amadaala agasimbibwa ku ttaka n'entikko yaagwo ng'etuuse mu ggulu. Era laba, bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo. Era laba, Mukama ng'ayimiridde waggulu waago. N'ayogera nti, nze Mukama Katonda wa Ibulayimu jjajjaawo, era Katonda wa Ibulayimu jjajjaawo, era Katonda wa Isaaka, ensi gy'ogalamiddeko ndigikuwa ggwe n'ezzadde lyo linaabanga ng'enfuufu ey'oku nsi, era olibuna ebugwanjuba n'ebuvanjuba.
Tuwulidde nti ono bwe yali
yeebase
yali wano ku nsi,
ali
ewala osobola okukozesa
kiri
amadaala ne gava ku mulyango gw'eggulu
ne gakka
paka ku nsi,
alaba
bamalayika nga bakka
and he saw angels descending
and
they descend to planet Earth and going back to heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
what's next when you pass this heaven? The bluish heaven you see up there. The city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, which is found in the first created heaven. It's the immediate you reach into. Angels are in it. Even all saints who finish their works under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What we've read behind, they show that no saint has to first head to hell. After you finish your works, you have to meet our master in that city. That's where all the saints are, all the past generations even now. Praise Jesus. Now, don't fight for the other religions which led you that you first go to purgatory. When you ask them where it is, they don't know. Maybe the leaders in that thing, they know exactly what it is. They know the place they speak of is under the ocean, where Jezebel sits and the fallen angels. But there is no saint who is taken right there. Or there is no evil neither who goes there. The evil ones go to hell and the saints go to heaven, reaching the door of the Lord of his coming. Praise Jesus. Now the easiest thing, when you read the map of the Bible, it shows you when you go beyond this heaven, there is the next heaven where the angels are, known as the first heaven or the first created heaven. Let's enter within this city. I'm going to Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12 from verse 22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omu ggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika, n'eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene eri kkanisa eyabereberye abaawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna, n'eri emyoyo egy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa, neri Yesu omubaka w'endagaano empya neri omusayi ogw'okumansira ogwogera ebirungi okusinga ogwa Abeli.
Yesu yebazibwa. Wano bagenda kuwaniza mu kibuga kya
Katonda.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kuŋŋaanira eddeni ly'abamalayika.
The great gathering of the angels.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga bakugamba.
But they tell you.
Mwe muli n'abatukuvu.
Within which are the saints also.
Abasooka okuwandiikibwa mu ggulu.
They were first written within heaven. The first born of the church.
Bano twabalabye mu kuzuukira okusooka.
These ones we saw them in the first resurrection. Right from Abel, and we saw Enoch, and we saw Noah, and we saw Abraham.
But
every generation we speak of, there are people I found that in the era of Abel, they're the ones who got saved, and they got the first resurrection. And they who are here, we heard of that. There I found in the era of Enoch. Now, when you reach this city, all the saints of old are brought in those categories. For they are very numerous, we can't speak to each other. One of them. But you see them, Enoch ahead of them. They were in the group of Abel. They will come in the group of Enoch. They will come in the group of Noah. But all of them we have, they are entering the book of life. From getting from the book of death, who had died through Adam. It happened by faith. To believe the word of God. That's the Lord Jesus.
He
is the one who clothed flesh and appeared to us. Praise Jesus. We saw the ones of the era of Abraham. They were given a sign of circumcision, meaning they have unclothed the body of flesh and they are given a body from heaven. Now they are the ones of the era of Moses. They too were baptized, passing through the sea of the Red Sea, and they got born again there. Praise Jesus. To reaching the prophets, most of them they show them to you. They who entered the book of life, the ones we call the firstborns written in heaven. Praise Jesus. But all these ones, they fought for one thing, to enter the city. Praise Jesus. And they appeared in the first resurrection. For it is told us, blessed is he who has a portion in the first resurrection. I know today we are starting the second resurrection.
You
never got a chance in the first resurrection. The second resurrection, they are going to cast you in the lake of fire. For it's what they call the second death. Praise Jesus. You still have a chance. For ever since Christ was born,
to reach
now to when we will come back, those have a chance, that those who are called the saints. In the script, we've had the first post written in heaven, and we also had things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now there's still your chance to resurrect when you're still here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you appear in the first resurrection. Your focus is on what?
Let's
get a good example of Abraham in Hebrews 11.
N'abeera ng'omugenyi mu nsi eyasuubizibwa ng'etaali ye, ng'asula mu weema wamu ne Isaaka ne Yakobo, basika banne ab'okusuubizibwa okwo. Kubanga yalindirira ekibuga kiri ekirina emisingi, Katonda kye yakuba kye yazimba. Olw'okukkiriza.
Yes, he was
Jesus.
Ibrahimu,
Abraham
yasalawo otwala okukkiriza.
He decided to take faith.
Era nga bonna bitwala bye.
Just as we saw all who were in the first resurrection, who were first written within heaven.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus.
Amen.
But that faith got it after hearing the word of God. That is the Lord Jesus.
For
in John 1:14, Bible says that the word clothed the flesh and appeared unto us, and we saw him as a son in the glory of the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They told us in John 3:16, that whoever believes him is not condemned. Whoever never believes him is already condemned.
Yes,
praise
mm-hmm.
Jesus. Now we are saved for believing the Lord Jesus. For Romans 10:17, it says that faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. But all these of faith, and they believe the word of God, you are fighting one thing to enter the city of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You may have gotten saved. All along what you've been working for, you don't know it properly. You just claim going to heaven. Here in Uganda, we have a place, it's called Guru Heaven. But it's not the one of God. It's in the Mukono district when you head in the east. I don't know whether that's the heaven you're working for in the east of Uganda. For even the acts you do prove it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
some of them in their heaven, it's to be in the cities, like Dubai and the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we have a city of God we are seeking for. And we saw in the first resurrection, based from the birth of the Lord Jesus, the reaching is coming back. Even they were raised up from Abel, reaching the birth of the Lord Jesus. All of them we are seeking the city of God, which he builds. And that's where our salvation is.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I count it to be blessed. They who appeared in the first resurrection.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you go to verse 14,
Hebrews 11:13.
Most of them never got the fleshly promises.
Like
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were not able to reach Canaan and reside there. But they fought more of this city. And they fought so much to be the first resurrection.
We're
going to be seeing the second resurrection. If you are not found in the first resurrection, the second resurrection is having no importance unto you. For they'll get you from hell. For hell, today is where they put all who never resurrected in that prison, in the torments. When they put you in hell, you are on remand, and you are sentenced, but they have not convicted you. Now with the second resurrection, you too will come, and the saints will come back. The evil will come from hell, and the saints will come from the seed of God, that will first come back here. In coming here, Bible says the saints, and they will be here. The ones who are going to come, we too will still be on earth. We shall be raptured up, and we meet the Lord in space.
Yes,
praise God. These ones remain here 5 months. The evil who have been on earth, even the one who have been in hell, 5 months, the angels of hell are going to work on earth, and they no more work in hell. The angel of death will no more be working. Even though you seek for death, you can never access it.
So
things happen in the seat of God. When we study the day of judgment, when we study the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from,
yes,
Jesus. I saw those things, and I got so sad and sorrowful, because many had not resurrected in the first resurrection. Now they have come in the second resurrection. Even some had been deceived, and they have not resurrected in the first resurrection.
But
the religion is say you first head to hell, you await for the other day and you resurrect. The Lord Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Whoever believes me is resurrected.
Now,
we are waiting for which resurrection? Praise Jesus.
Truthfully,
the situation which was there, it was very threatening. I could never speak it as a story. Everything we saw, we started
eating
with the proof of the Bible. Move on to explain. Praise Jesus.
They
continue and explain. When you are blessed in the first resurrection, God
is
not going to be ashamed of you to be called his son or child.
Amen. Atulimbe Ebulaniya esula ekumi n'emu n'olunyi lwa kumi na ssatu.
Hebrews 11:13.
Abo bonna baafiira mu kukkiriza nga tebaweereddwa ebyasuubisibwa naye nga babirengerera wala era nga babiramusa era nga baatula nga bagenyi era batambuze ku nsi.
Ekibuga Mukama
akibalagakonebamalayika
nga bakkabavaayoa buli kiseera lwagenda
okusabaomwoyo
mutukuvu ndabira ku bagabudi eri nebamayika mu kibuga kya
Katondandabira
ku Abeli oyo
n'ab'omulembe gwendabira
ku baenoka nafe
tujjandabira
ku banowa
to Noah, encourage them, we are working for home
ourselves.
Regard myself to the Kelvins. Send my regards to the groups of the
angels.
Home, it was home, they knew that.
They
themselves are strangers on this earth.
They are
not there, we are going to eat the world. But then the gospel we get, it's of eating this world. Something which has been very hard and it will never happen.
We
will reach you when you reach heaven and even the new world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this world, no one eats it. You would have heard the song of the Baganda. That we just eat leaves from the world and you leave the tree.
Yes, yes.
They don't even eat a fruit on this world. They eat only fruit leaves. The fruits are not eatable in this world.
Yes, yes.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus. But let's fight so much
in
the grace of God
that
we may enter this city. You must enter today.
Wanga Bible yega.
The Bible says.
Tibu mara okuzukira mukuzukira okusoroka.
Okay, raise up in the first resurrection.
Bakutuza mu kibuga kya Katonda
lero. You stuck in the rooms in the city of God today.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Lero bali kwanga uri eri.
And you're counted when you're there.
Bojiba mubiri guno.
If you get out of
that kwa hoteli mu kibuga
kya straight take you in the city.
Tukulinda kulinzi mukuzukira okwo kubi
await you in the second resurrection.
Urabikeje tuli.
That you are appear to us.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Tuluane nyo.
Let's fight so much.
Kubera mukuzukira okusoka.
Be in the first resurrection.
Singa tuzukira lero.
If you don't raise up today.
Ba
your things are finished.
If
you get from this body, what's
going
to be next to you is judgment.
Fight,
be in the first resurrection.
You're
going to see the second resurrection. But they are not easy. Most of the day will never raise up.
But
they are to come back here. The body they are going to come back with is amazing. They are like, I don't know.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The body you possess,
the
saints come back in the glorious body in the white garments. Splendor and the glittering of the
pot.
That point caused me to know
that
I am a chosen and elect. And I never separate myself anymore in the realms. I
began
to move when I know I'm chosen. I'm different from people in the world. Most are dead, I am alive.
When
I find my fellow brethren and raise together, we fight to raise others who may perhaps come. I began to know the value of salvation. More
so,
the things of the world we get. Salvation we give in cars and houses. But all that, they are the additions.
Most
people want to fight to enter the city of God. You will have worn very well and the rest is very good, but if you still under the sun, if you don't get the first resurrection or and you raise up and never eat the required food and you die again, but we have revelation for you that they have a reputation of being born again, but they died again. Words within churches, we have no word, life, and they die again. Let's finish Hebrews. Hebrews 11:14. Our heavenly country, Philippians 3:20, that our home is in heaven.
Hebrews 11:15. Naye kaakano beegomba ensi esinga obulungi y'ey'omuggulu. Katonda kyava alema okukwatibwa ensonyi ku lwabo okuyitibwa nga Katonda waabwe, kubanga yabaterekera ekibuga.
Katonda takwatibwa na nsonyi kuyita mwana we.
Omuyita
Katonda
wangeolowooza
ekibuga
ekyekaagamba
nze siulya na nsonyi wange mwana
wange, naye
kati leero abantu bangi abakwatibwa
nesonyikatonda wange
oyo ayagala kulya nsi
yeerabira
n'ewaabwe tamanyi
nayo.
Agamba kimu kitaffe ali
mugulukati
kitaawe aba ali muggulu gwe omwana okola
kikunsingweawulira
n'ensonyi bweoba tomanyi byakibuga
kyeokuyitibwa
mbu oli
katondawo
noddamu katonda wangetolina kyomanyi ku kibuga kye
yakutegekera.
Tutudde mu makanisa
kankubuulirenaye
abasinga kuffe ne katonda awulira ensonyi tagaana kumuyita
waddeoyogera
erinnya lya yesu bamalayika
batunulaayogedde lyakyo.
Omuntu gwonna gujjudde ensi
ayita
yesu
atatukooya
nga bakuleka awo,
and they leave you there.
Katonda aswala n'okuyita omwana we.
God can even call you his child.
Kubanga tomanyi yakutegekera busikaawo.
If you don't know where he prepared your inheritance.
Abamu ne kumwe muli awo kulwanda bagenda
bazi. Some of you are fighting for the ground where they're going to bury you.
Bagenda kunziika wansi.
They're going to bury me where?
Boroka ne bagwa mu kikano ogamba. Mungobye mu kika kati bananziika.
When you get saved, just say the clan.
Warokoka kuziika.
You got saved to be buried.
oba warokoka kuziika olina
ekizibu. We got saved to go to heaven.
Kubanga kitaffe awulira n'essanyu kati
our father feels joy.
Ali muguru tukomawo taata muguru.
Father, we are coming back in heaven. My children, I welcome you.
Era kansooke mbawe byemwetaaga mulye ku nsooko ate mugere waka mbongere essanyu.
I add joy and life to you.
But
within you there is no city mentality in you. You don't know even of it. We had Judith Babidi sing of it.
Yerusalem.
The city of God. Maybe she saw it. That's what we thought.
It's
like a promise. That's where we were before. Bible cannot falsely say our home is in heaven. What are we doing here if our home is in heaven?
There are
things we did which made us be brought here. And we must align ourselves. Now this man, God blessed in the first revelation. The Bible tells you in Revelation 20:5 that you're blessed, you
who's
the portion in the first revelation
which
seen in the past days.
One
is in the second revelation,
very
hard in you who never raised up in the first revelation.
Let's
read Revelation 20.
Tuli mu kubikwesera 20:5. Abafu abalala tebaaba balamu okutuusa emyaka 10 lwe jaggwa. kuno kwe kuzukira okulubereberye
abali mukuzukira okusoka
they in the first place
babera yonga bana mu kibuka kya Katonda
they are alive in the city of God
naye bana abatazukira
he's who never raised up
baba bana
they never leave.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
It's
not to say the life of this earth. Let me tell you,
see,
if you walk this earth, you may think you are alive.
My
Bible proves all people died through Adam. They raised up in the Lord Jesus.
Now
you know that they too are counted among the dead. And when you take in
there,
you are there, they count you among the dead. That's why they say they never live for all those years. That's why we don't know where they go.
If
no one lays their heart onto them, they just pass away and go like that. Who thinks of where they have gone? We cry a little. We are forgetting the person. We move on. You too, you follow the same course. When you reach in hell, you're not acceptable to move. You don't do what you want. There is no life there. It's tormenting. Jerusalem, you move it. You go up. You see the
third heaven.
You go to the third heaven in the garden. You are in life. That's why they say these are not living. They did get the first resurrection.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
your first resurrection happens on earth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
Here is where we die with the Lord Jesus. Through baptism. And we raise up with him. And
you
are given a body from heaven.
They
have not been here. We started this message.
But
he tell you like this. Verse 6. Revelations 20 verse 6.
Aweereddwa omukisa era ye mutukuvu alina omugabo mu kuzuukira okw'olubereberye. Okufa okw'okubiri tekulina buyinza ku bo.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
This single afuna chance.
If you get a chance,
n'ozuukira mu kuzuukira okusooka.
Raise up in the first resurrection.
Okufa okw'okubiri tekulina ako buyinza.
The second death has no right over you.
Kubanga kibaita okufa okw'okubiri.
What is called the second death?
Bw'osoma mu lunyiriri
olw'ekkuminesa. When you read verse 14. Let's begin verse 14 unto 15. They tell you it's the lake of fire. Revelations
20:14.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. The lake of fire. It's what they call the second death. Or the second book of death. For we have the books of death were opened. The first they died through Adam. When they find you there, you never raise
them.
To enter the book of life, which is the Lord Jesus. They have to count in the second death, the lake of fire. Open the first book, you're there. Even the second one, you're there.
Yes.
If you never go from the first, directly the second, you're there. That's why we say blot us from the book of death and write us in the book of life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, if you get the first resurrection, it's going to help you so much. But when you raise up here, you enter the city. The city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. And you'll find people from Abel. The one of this generation who enter there. I spoke to people of all generations in that city. When they made me they came in groups of their generations. Today we are going to meet people of generation of Abel. Abel will speak on their behalf.
But
right now, God meet the generation of
Enoch.
He's the one you're going to speak with when his generation
ascended
to explain you what happened. But the things, they were so amazing.
The way
he spoke of life and how they passed through it. They were focusing on one thing, the city they have to enter there.
Any
spirit which came like Christ, when it came to speak with them,
whether
it came to be the word of God, never explained the spirit, the city, they stumbled on that spirit. The heaven.
Explain
heaven. Amen. Amen. Seven times. Others agree in the issue of this one. But the voice passing in that city, Amen.
Amen.
I prove this man. Even if what Jesus appears, explained heaven, they cast him aside.
Amen.
When you bring the and never explain heaven, they would never believe you. Reaching the one of this generation
who
go.
What
prices there are very few. Most of them come from the young children reaching
heaven.
They work snatched
up
the wolves. Even the ones who die before they are 7 years. But people in church, from the religions first, reaching the church of salvation, very few people. They will get saved when you have
loved
God. The gospel they give you kills you again.
Now we know you
enter in yearning for the world and you die again.
Again
and remain a name and born again Christian. But you are a corpse, dead body. Look at what desire to eat.
A person
who is born again desires the word and want to understand it.
The
same to go to America. You love that. Now what should God do for you?
Yes,
praise Jesus. I met those groups. What they emphasize most of
me. If
don't speak heaven, come from here. Explain heaven how we enter there. The city of God, how it appears.
You
Jesus. What is holy water? They never believed that. But that's not called faith. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. The word of the Lord is the Lord Jesus. If you subtracted and added in it,
thus
we are very wild concerning the Lord.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. But it's required of us
in
the first resurrection.
So
he explains in Colossians chapter 1 verse
8.
Colossians 2 verse 8.
Abakolosayi esuli yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Colossians 2 from verse 8.
Mwekume tewabangawo muntu abanyaga mu filosofo n'ebyobulimba ebitaliimu. Okugobereranga ebyayigirizibwa abantu. Okugobereranga ebyolubereberye ebyensi. Okutali kugoberera Kristo. Kubanga mwoyo mwe mutuula okutuukirira kwonna okubwa Katonda ng'omubiri bwe guli. Era mwatuukirira mu ye gwe mutwe ogw'okufuga n'obuyinza bwonna. Era mwakomolebwa mwoyo obukomole obutakomolebwa na mikono mu kwambula omubiri ogw'ennyama mu kukomolebwa kwa Kristo. Bwe mwaziikirwa awamu naye mu kubatizibwa era kwe mwazuukiriramu olw'okukkiriza okukola kwa Katonda eyamuzuukiza mu bafu.
Yes, yes. Praise Jesus.
When
we get to be baptized, after you've been made a disciple, we don't baptize anyone who is not made a disciple. You can't get saved yesterday and we take you to baptize you. Not at all. They baptize the one who has been taught.
Yes,
and discipled. Praise Jesus. That's why I say Matthew 28, 10 to 20.
I've
been given authority in heaven and earth. Now go make all nations disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. After that, teach them all I commanded you.
Baptize
a person who has understood what is called baptism. It means your resurrection. It means you get born again.
Be
brought to the first death, which you entered through into Adam. Enter the book of life, Jesus. To be able to be saved from the second death. That's the lake of fire. What is going to cause?
To
bring the day of the Lord, the second resurrection.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is why you see,
we
are in baptism.
You
must have proven those things. Don't just take, immerse you, and you bring out. Not my friends.
You'll
spend your time. And you'll be there claiming you're born again. never resurrected at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Or when you resurrected, you never knew the food you have to eat next. And you died again.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're there claiming born again, I'm going to heaven. When they take you for the body, you're heading to hell. Lord, where am I being taken? And who answers you even? That angel.
The
angel, he doesn't answer anything. Even what you speak, you cannot understand his language. To ask a question from him, he beats you for that. What are you asking? You are supposed to ask from earth. You are asking for what we are heading you to. The
every
time you spoiled it, you thought they gave you to seek the world and eat. They gave you time to align yourself, brethren, that you can resurrect. The Bible says, today when you resurrect,
we straight
enter and we put in heaven. According to Ephesians 2, Ephesians 2, 6.
Abefeso esule yoko wili, nolu nyiri oru mukaga. Natuzukiza wamu na ye, natutuza wamu mifo ebi wa muguru, mukristo Yesu.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. When you raise up now, they give you a place in heaven immediately. In the city of God. They are waiting to check out of the body to reach there.
That's
the one they have put in heaven.
You
are going to teach America. Where are you gone? I saw angels and they are looking at people going.
Where?
You
have been
written here. Where are you going? And they see life is gone. Let's go help them. And they say, let them read the book. Even the book where you even
read,
you're looking at one scripture as you wanted.
Jesus,
Nazareth. You are the Nazareth of today. It
will
be such scriptures. Seeking life, you are not on that. So where are we gone? The day you get saved, really,
we
make a rejoicing heaven to the angels. And the rejoice is going to come back home. Look at the way in the midst, you head to another way. Disappointed, our joy has not gone in full.
Why
are you troubling our joy? You know how it pains? When we start with
groups
of angels and they say human beings are very hurt.
They say,
how are we hurt? And we address when you're born again and disappoint us along the way. You go set to go to heaven. Look at what you are on now. You are a pastor who takes witchcraft back. You are bewitching people. You are a year in dogs and I don't know what they are doing. You abandon God on other things. They rejoice over what? They always got hungry. Yet they don't accept the sun to fall upon their heads. It is not get from scriptures. For it's the light.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they immediately they stopped. I asked them, what are you doing?
Get angered
beyond scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they used to feel bad.
For
the day you're born again,
really,
they gave you a place in Jerusalem.
They are coming back.
Look at yourself. As we're still in the way,
you
head to another way. We are dead. All our beasts we met.
Come
Jesus and say, Lord, we see what has gone wrong. Those lampstands are big like screens.
They
are in the city of Jerusalem, they are seven. In the center of it. Let us show us the last. How we
chase
over this person. And we've gone away. And they come, they see you, and they get saddened. Our day is going to get complete. But we welcome them really. You know, people who rehearse. How is going to be first welcome? Who is going to embrace them? And they are rehearsing that. And they try to rehearse how they embrace you when they get there. Most of you come in to embrace your colleagues. And they rehearse it for you. Yet what we are on earth here. When you get saved, how will you escape such a case? Preparing and rehearsing how they welcome you and you abandon the truth is straight. When you raise the first resurrection, we
will say,
when you unclothe this body and they hand you angel Michael and the angel Gabriel and the angels of fire and they head you to heaven, you don't pass a rope, they shouldn't lie to you.
And
you make me pass a rope to head to heaven. You pass a rope with your burdens, you are struck on how to
cross
it. The rope is on this earth, it's not on the way to heaven.
If there
breaks off the day you get out of the body, and it there breaks off.
In the
book of life, you are finished. You know all your days. Wait, the rope there, it's of your life you are possessing now. You're moving by it. Either you fall or you succeed to heaven. It's the rope I know. But I know when Lazarus died,
when the spirit
was given to angels, they took it to heaven.
Luke 16:19 and 25.
Praise Jesus. You don't go around the rope. Rope is upon the earth, it's your life. The moment you break off, and they say it is broken off. Check out. It's not how they speak in Luke. They were
not speaking.
He checked out of the body. And you know the rope is finished. Now, you know what next. Praise Jesus.
But
let's rejoice the one in the first resurrection. Second resurrection
will come
from the city to get back here. You know people, they hear the dead will rise up and the graves will open up. They think they are in the grounds with the bones.
Get
back to normal sanity. Go
deep
an old dead grave, see whether you find any bone even there. Let's come back to sanity.
There
are graves, there are not even a bone right now. Where are they going to get a body from there? I saw all things, I got surprised. They are going to pass, enter the planet coming from its ground. When you look at image, you see the black hole where there is hell. Where they going to come and enter planet Earth. Now the ones from heaven,
they
will come to the door and enter the planet. And we see all of them coming from the resurrection. That's when you know where have you been, my friend? Where have you been? That's when you know whether so and so was born again or not. That day they will separate a sheep from the gods. For now we don't know who is becoming gods. Who is becoming sheep. We see they were dying. But they are totally different. The other right hand, the one who go to heaven. If you got the left hand, hell. On the right, left hand.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now fight on yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For the second resurrection, most of them called the rapture. When it will have happened, don't expect there will ever be another resurrection. They will remain under the sun.
And
they will come to, from hell. They will find us in the city, seated us already there, to be able to carry
them
out. And they have given us thrones and thrones already. Each one of us. And they would be amazed, my God.
And
they would have been beaten. What are we going to see? They are going to first gather them in the valley. What's called a Magdon. And they are all like the dead. And they have beaten them thorough. And they
would
drag them into death and hell. And bring them in the city. The second resurrection. Don't hold on it so much.
Come
on to raise up the first resurrection. Death has no right over you. If you never raised up, it's finished. That's why I chase from every religion you see.
And that's
for all religions are just murdering people. Even I encourage you, every salvation you see which is not have whatever proofs of your resurrection.
Amen.
And they are perceived with the things of the world. They are freely given us. We have been given houses to drive cars. So we have to move them to make them disciples. You don't need to pray for me over that. That's the command of the Lord.
Move
nations, make them disciples. You don't need to pray for me over that. I must enter the nations.
My
decision is to make them disciples.
I
go to America. He preach the gospel. You need to pray for that.
To
prove what you're going to preach is not right. Forcing God to take you there with the wrong things. When they reached there, they rather sat them down and they told them. Some of them even told them wrong things. You went there with the sorrow of the Africans. You've never driven a car. You've never boarded a plane. You've never slept in a flat house.
He
gives you a car. And they say, this one is off. The mind is not working. My fathers have been driving cars.
The
nations can never speak such things there. That's the gospel of the Africans corrupted with mind. They sleep in flat houses. This English, the Chinese and the others. You preach what to them? House? They are waiting for heaven. You bring drama to them.
God
is going to give you a car.
And
they say, did God give me this? One man came from Uganda and he went to America. A man sitting was in funny clothing in the synagogue.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
In
prophesying, he said, you man,
I see
God moves your nation,
two
cars and houses. The people in the congregation looked at the pastor like this, and they said, we are ashamed. They sat him aside, they told him, the synagogue was big, very nice. The one you see, God commanded him, he gave them to the brethren here. He began to get ashamed over his prophecies. These things of the African people filled with sorrow upon their hearts.
The
prophecies of your forefathers of worshipping devils.
Ha ha ha. Yes,
praise Jesus. Begin on the second resurrection briefly.
We are in Thessalonians.
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14.
Abasesalonika ekisooka essula y'okuna n'olunyiriri lwa 13. Naye tetwagala mmwe obutategeera abooluganda ebyabo abeebaka mulemenga okunakuwala era nga n'abalala abatalina ssuubi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nti bano ababeera bazuukira mu Kristo.
These who rest up in Christ.
Bagamba nti omubiri gwabwe gwebaka.
They say their body slept.
Babayita okufudde.
They don't call it that they have died.
Omubiri gwe gwebaka.
It's the body which sleeps.
Gwe n'ovaamu n'ogenda mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Check how God the city of God.
Nga tukulinda ku lunaku lwa Mukama.
We await you the day of the Lord.
Mu kuzuukira okw'okubiri.
In the second resurrection. Nenga
babeerayo nga bali mu bulamu busanyufu
nnyo. In the happy joyful life.
Nibasaasira ffe.
And they beating us.
Mwenga we mukume ebyoto.
As you are raising your altars of fire.
Remember them all.
That is your madness.
They
are fighting to see they push the city.
You are
here remembering them.
Instead
of remembering where they went, whether hell or heaven, that you can fight on your own. You are there on the dead body, and you take flowers to the graves. You have a problem. They told the person is in the grave. Let's take flowers for them. It's in religion. What are they doing?
He's
in a beautiful city. Fight to go there.
They
give me that money they buy flowers from. They have nothing to use it for. We shall do things which are meaningful out of that money. Unless you
have
released cities, people listen to the gospel.
Amen.
If a person dies, if
they are
not
in his health, what you do, Limba Thessalonica, it's so good to you, Kuna. No, really, or Kuminia. First Thessalonians 4, verse 14. Kumanga wa chukiriza, nga yesu, yazukira. Nga katunga, alile etabu asho, abebaka, uwa yesu wa muna ye.
Yesu
ye was raised Jesus.
Nti abebaka.
They who slay.
Nti kama hapa yesu wa raba kama
u. When Jesus comes back.
Jukira, etibuka cha katunga, Jerusalem chomu.
Remember the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Chiri wapuru, wapuru.
Above the heavens of ours, you see.
And
we know the Lord is going to come from there.
And
what is going to do? All the saints and servants of angels is going to be coming with them. This holy city. Abraham shall to come back here from Abel. But they come from the city of God.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
When
the Lord is coming back, when is the second resurrection? That's where the rupture is. One thing which makes you through, be in the first resurrection. At least you can go to
the
count of enter the city of God. If the Lord comes,
come,
he will connect with us and we are sent together. It will be threatening. The day comes back. When your mom, the people are coming from hell, enter into us. But when we are sent, we will not be able to live, get up. No one should confuse their body. Tell them, when I'm going to prove to you, is the day of the Lord. Oh, they claim you are born again. Yes. Wait, we shall see. People claim they are born again, others are robbers, others
are
thieves. When you see pastors of the generation,
and
you see robbers and thieves, I saw a man on television. He stretched his eyes.
And he says, but you have made up now, I'm still not in operating.
Ha 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 ha.
He was on his high lifted pulpit.
And
he saw the ones going without giving offering. And he got angered.
Now, you think
that will ever correct you in what? Deceive yourself in some churches that you're born again. When you do things of getting corrupt with mind, you seek the world and to eat it. Let's get back to Thessalonians.
Thessalonians 4,
verse
14. Kubanga bwe tukkiriza nga Yesu yazuukira era nga Katonda alireeta bw'atyo abeebaka ku bwa Yesu wamu naye.
Yesu Mukama waffe mu kuddako nga ava mu ggulu agenda piikinga bannaffe
nsuubira
okubakuko.
Yesu
w'osuubira ki?
Kakati
kiri bweki
wali
abagenda osiŋŋaanibwanaye ddala bali mu byaddala
bazuukira
Bayibuli boogerako nti bajja kukyusibwa
bukyusitukwatagane
bannaffe ne bamalayika batukwateko mukono ku
mukono tutuuke
mubanga batulabe nga ate naffe
tubisobola.
Ebintu bino byannyumira nga
twabibeerangakubanga
Katonda bwe yali andaga ebintu
nabigenderanga
muddala ebigenda ate okujja n'embeerayo
omanyi
okubeerayo kukuzuukira
okwokubiriamwambuka
byanyuma
obulansi
okuwulira n'obulamu bwabyo bwonnakubanga
nagibeerangamubantwalanga
mu bigenda
okujjabiriwo
n'ebyaliwo nga mbeererayo
ddalaenoka
nga mbeera
nawo
mu mirembe gyabwe
ali
mu nsiko
naye
nga ndaba muyitako
ebbaenoka
akola ja era olumu nasooka nga nendowooza nga nkomyewo mubiri
biki
ebyo byeŋŋendamu
ate
enoka ate
egyemirembeenoka
wadda ate mbadde eyo
ng'ali
mu nsiko nga yeekwesa asaba Katonda
amutwale
kale nabyagala nnyo
obulamunaye
Katonda kyamugwanira okunkola
bwenguno
omulembe batoli tosobola kuwulira mu njiri
ntumuli
ebibuzaabuza
bintuteeka
okuba ojjuziddwa ekigambo
kyakatondayesu
yebazinaye nga batukuvu mu kibuga kya Katonda kuzuukira
okwokubirikamaffe
ngaakomawoja kubadda nabo bayingire planeti
yaffe
naye ekirungi bagenda kiyita nga bagiva
wansinaye
nga bwogenda muntana kati
abeli
gye baziika
omuteriyo
wadde nekumba
nekati
kuluuza bagenda
singanayoki
anti kati bwe tuba
tuteeberezambalina
okudda kati ne bambala
amagumba
bye tulowooza
tebiriiyo
kugamba gulooza amagumba gabamu gakyateriyo
magumba
balina omubiri gwe balimu abali
emagombe
gwe twalabako naawe gye
buvudde
ate n'abali mukulu balina omubiri gwabwe ogw'ekitiibwa gwe
twalabye
kati buli omu addira mu mubiri gwe
gwalimuera
kyoba bayibuli egamba mukama waffe
ng'akomyeajja
kubaho
okukyusibwa
atazaliwa gwakubira ojjagenda
omutunulngaalinaekimeni
amagumba agamu
agaliamuddugavu
eriofubutuka
emisindo
bye tugenda okula ku lunaku
olwookuzuukira
okwokubiri si kwangu
kirungi
obeere mu kuzuukira
okusooka
atulimba Thessalonica ekisooka essuula yakuna n'olunyi lwa
15
kubanga ekyo kye tubabuulira mu kigambo kya Mukama waffe nga ffe abalamu abasigalawo okutuusa okujja kwa Mukama waffe tetulisooka abeebaka kubanga Mukama waffe yennyini alikka okuva mu ggulu n'okwogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi lya malaika omukuru ne kondere lya Katonda.
Ebyo tubiwulira mu Matayo.
We hear that in Matthew.
Abiri mu nnya.
Matthew 24.
Abiri mu nnya paka
7:29-31.
Kuli bagenda mu maaso n'okubinyonyoka.
Move on to be explained of them.
Malaika w'omusanvu.
The angel of the seventh angel.
Ajja kuba afuwa akakondere kondere.
The trumpet.
The
angels hold the trumpet to read of them.
If you want
to see of them, you come on that
image. But
the seventh among them
never
sounded the trumpet ever since the earth existed.
He's
waiting for that specific moment.
But it
is
said, before
he sounds the trumpet,
the
mystery of God,
the
Lord Jesus,
has revealed
to the people who is in his rightfulness. Praise Jesus.
That's why when
we start to speak to the devil,
Tuesday
and Wednesday,
we shall read
the right Christ and his church,
and
the false Christ
and
their churches.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
trumpet, when it
sounded,
this is what will be happening.
First Thessalonians 4:16. Naabo abafiira mu Kristo be balisooka okuzuukira.
Yes.
Ife tulisooka okudda ate mu kuzuukira okwokubiri.
Come back first in the second resurrection.
Kyovala nakugamba.
That's why I told you.
Nti Kristo.
That Christ.
Ate ye mu kuzuukira kuno.
He in this resurrection.
Agenda tuka ku nsi.
He's not going to reach the earth.
Kubanga ye yazuukira emirundi ebiri.
Already raised up two times.
Yazuukira nga abatizibwa.
Raised up through baptism.
Nawe omubiri okuva mu
ggulu. He was given a body from heaven.
N'atambulirako ku mazzi n'omubiri omulala.
On the water with another body.
Mu Matayo 17.
Matthew 17.
N'atugirayo mu
He was transfigured part of that body.
It
was shining. Now,
Bible
says,
1 Peter 3:17-21,
the body of flesh was taken from him.
It
was buried in the
grave. And he preached
the word in hell 3 days. Some of them that they got out with them.
Yes, he was
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Then
back in the second resurrection from the grave.
I don't
know if you've understood that.
That's why you shouldn't
come back
into the
earth. You will end the space.
Amen.
These ones he came
back with.
Bazukiranga bava mu ntaana.
And they'll come back in the second resurrection.
I don't
know. Have you understood that?
Getting
from the grave
is what is
called the second resurrection. When the Lord is
coming.
This time,
evil and
the saints are going to come back.
In the
resurrection, all come back.
But in
the first
resurrection,
only they will
be
raised up in the second resurrection.
Second
resurrection, all of them
raised. We are
not revealed of this one in the past season.
We are not
revealed saying why the evil two are going to raise up. How and why are they
raising up?
Not for life.
They never
raised up to enter the book of life in the first resurrection.
First Thessalonians 4:17.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And the saints shall ascend with them.
Our
colleagues will come from the city.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
raptured go live there all days.
Yes, he was.
Praise Amen. Jesus.
We are going to
first leave these ones down in 5 months.
But those months,
then the calculation of God, not our standard of
calculation.
They may even spend 50 years in our calculation. And they are being beaten under the sun. We shall reach it. The things of that day. If you want to be saved, be in the first resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
The one raised through baptism.
If
you explained that word,
yes,
praise Jesus.
These,
our colleagues finding us,
we
as we are here.
There will
be a transfiguration. They who are born again.
Having the
body from heaven. This one will vanish. And they appear in the other body. We ascend with our colleagues. Angels will pick us up. Bible says that. Saints is angels at the four corners of the world.
And
come to hold our hands to
you.
When we reach space, that we shall mount up as eagles up. That scripture will come to pass
then.
We shall mount up on wings like eagles. And we're flying. And you see the wings upon you. All along I've been having wings.
There
and I was amazed at what happened. You
have like
gotten the wings.
Yet
the body from heaven they are put into it. On the day of its being transfigured. They who go now they are put upon them on the altar of God. The altar in the midst of the
Kelvin.
But the other body if you will be here, it will be put in you here. And
we
go up with the holy angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
In the second resolution.
Proof,
you are in the first resurrection.
Daniel
12, he says this.
We
are
from verse 1.
Daniel esule kuminebili, na uri nyiri orisoka. Era mu biro ebyo, Mikaeli, ali imirira. Omulangira omukuru, ali imirira abana b'abantu bo. Era waliba ekiseera, ekyokuna kuwaliramu. Ekitabangawo kasooka wabaawo eggwanga okutuusa ku biro ebyo. Era mu biro ebyo abantu bo baliwonyesebwa. Buli alirabika nga yawandiikibwa mu kitabo eky'obulamu.
Ozukira mukuzukira
okusooka. You raise up in the first resurrection.
Bakwe kokka
for it alone.
Okuyingiza mu kitabo eky'obulamu.
Will enter you in the book of life.
Buli alisingane
bwe. Whoever will be found.
Nga yawandiikibwa.
And they are written in them.
Aliwonyesebwa.
They will be saved.
Kubanga bigenda okubaawo.
What is going to happen?
Munyenye zigenda kwambula omubiri gwazo.
Stars are going to unclothe their body.
Ngazigwe no
as they are falling on down.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ekiddako.
What is going to come next?
Bana atera okujjawo ensi.
As they are about to take out the world.
Ensi tumugira nga tujiriko bwetu.
Don't you see we are on the earth like this?
Genda kwetoloola
bulungi. It's going to rotate.
Kino je tuliko kitunuleri.
What we are on will look up.
Usinda bwetu jjo kulamu Isaiah
21. What we have seen Isaiah 24.
Bakati abantu bavengeri waguru.
People come from up.
Ngabagweno nebizimbe
they are falling down with their buildings.
Nenga atete bafate
kisimbo kwewe. Yet they never die. It's what's so surprising about it.
Ngabano onyo kufa nenga te bakula.
And they look for death but they can never access it.
Ojalale kinyanga
jija. You see a rock coming.
Weteke wo.
And you put yourself let me die.
Kone bizimbu ya malaika abadoni
kubyenyu. Of the angel.
Chikukubeko pia.
And the rock will follow you.
And you die
you.
Wewe.
And instead from there a rock is on you.
Ubwana chikubeko
nenga. And you fight to go off it cannot.
Embewe jeti fuwa
to. And the wind will blow it and you run.
And
you fight where there is a spear and you
aim
where I have to die this time you go you hook yourself in the spear and you remember it and you're not dying you're struggling on it and you try to pull yourself out of the spear. The things of that day don't appear in the book of life.
They
will be saved are the ones in the book of life. I told you to be the first resurrection. If you don't appear there, the rest are the troubles which you never get out all your days.
Daniel is sura eyo 12 na olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Daniel 12 verse 2.
Era bangi kwabo abebaka mu nfuufu ey'oku nsi balizuukuka.
Balizuukuka kw'olwo.
Raise up that day.
Abamu eri obulamu obutaggwaawo. N'abamu eri ensonyi n'okunyoomebwa okutaggwaawo.
Kaakati okuzuukira kuno okw'okubiri
waliwo obuzibu.
Nabo tusosola okulaba nti abatukuvu bagenda kudda.
Ati
n'abali emagombe bagenda
kudda.
Bazuukira mu kuzuukira kuno okw'okubiri bonna bazuukira.
In this second resurrection, both will resurrect.
Naye ekizibu.
But the problem.
Ozuukidde oli mu
kitabo ki? How you resurrected in what book?
Obadde mu ky'okufa ekisooka.
Read the first book of
there. Write
the second book of there.
tekirina makulu
mukuzukiraokuwontensi that second revelation
bala nnyo okuzukira okusookaarget
somy the first revelation
okutuzukiriramu leero
where we raise up now
kuzukira okwokubiri ojja kuba ekintu okiyisa mu bwangu olibeera kusuwadiru nzirayo
wakaa
tukomye obukomi kwawulambuzi
nandiaomanyi
olwoolwogenda olaba embuzi omusumba agenda kutukuŋŋaanya wano
fenne
mukama waffe
that's the Lord Jesus
wano wayawulira embuzi
neera he will separate the sheep and the goats
era endiga zonna
and all the sheep
tugenda yingira ekibuga
Yerusalemu
batusiŋŋane nga tutuddefe
and they will find us seated already
olunyiriri lutuukirire
and the scripture will come to pass
mwe nali muyala ne mundiisa
I was hungry and you fed me
nali bwerere ne munyama
I was naked you clothed me
ate bana bagenda okuleeta
what about the ones being brought
yesu yebasi
praise Jesus
nali bwerere temwana
I was naked you never clothed me
nali enjala tewandi
hungry never fed me
owuliranga ebigambo ebyolugero
as if their words were joke
eri si lugero bya ddala
not a proverb these are realities
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
kati bali bagenda zukirira nsonyi
other will raise up of shame
tufula tuwekwe kakweka mulokole
so don't hide in salvation
natoli mulokole
when you are not born again
tujja kukulaba
we shall see and prove you're not If you get saved, do what you do. We are not going to. If God loves you, he will beat you for that. He never loves you, he shall see you on that day. We no more argue with anyone.
I hear you, pastor,
you're calling, you're born again, but we shall see you. Whether salvation was right or religion. If you preach them, they refuse, leave them, look for another. That day, raise up to overcome heaven or to get a shame and to be tormented. That revelation that has been born is I want to raise up today.
Amen.
For in that I have what? Shame. That's why I had some religion that they pass head to hell. Like the Adventists. That's where they will come from hell. And yet even the full gospel. The full gospel. They are like that. You
miss
it and you don't know that. Ask the one the core was within it. Now salvation. You don't know what they got born again once.
For
salvation, you have been knowing what I don't know. God
says
to go to heaven, but never understood what heaven is. And they don't know where I'm going. I hear people arguing.
They
have chased me from the ground. Where will I be buried? Say, I'm going to buy land where they will bury me. God said to go to heaven. What are you on now?
If you
come now, do this, go home.
When
we get them, use them for this life and for serving God.
Amen.
You
find a passage. Now you are born again.
Don't
have land where you'll be buried.
Say,
who has spoken this? Pastor.
But
you have no land, you're going to be buried.
You know,
he is a dead body, even in the city, he's not going himself.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Others say, why is he abusing the born again? Maybe he's not a born again. I am a born again even more.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
heard of the fruits and the gospels we preach. You prove who is a born again and who is not.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You know, when you have children, and children of your home smoke cocaine. They smoke cocaine in your compound. And you see the neighbor's children. And you go to beat the neighbor's children. Why do you smoke cocaine? When your children are smoking
cocaine,
judgment begins from the house.
If
you are in this salvation, and you're calling yourself,
we are going
to speak words upon you which are shaking.
Amen.
You will be separate.
And you know that you are not of our own side.
Yes.
The man who serves and who never serves God, the righteous and
unrighteous,
they are the ones who have perverted our brethren, and they are clothing the sheep's skin. And people go there thinking salvation, yet a person is in business.
He made a
shrine and he called it salvation.
There
are people and they have gods, but they want sheep. Now we got a sheep and he puts it on the goat.
You
read sheep. But in reality, this is a God. Now there are many people, and there are ministries of salvation, but behind it is a shrine in that ministry.
Well,
I know they want, they are targeting sheep. They are targeting born again. They are targeting sheep. I have goats. I have to write sheep. The one who reads on
perhaps
he appears like a goat, but it's a sheep.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's finish this verse.
Daniel
12:3.
N'abo abalina amagezi bali akayakana ng'okumasa amasa okw'omu bbanga. N'abo abakyusa abangi eri obutuukirivu ng'emmunyeenye emirembe n'emirembe.
We shall rise up in the
nga tugenda kusuusira mubiri gwaffe ogw'ekitiibwa gwe twasomako.
Changing the body we read of.
Akumasamasa tugenda tubulirayo balabanga emmunyeenye ziyingira ku myango gw'eggulu wali.
Pass in the window of heaven.
Nga tuyingira mu kibuga kyaffe.
And we enter our city.
Nga tutuuka tugenda yimba gye bayita
general song. The general song.
Oba general
anthem.
General anthem.
It's sung by all creations
from heaven,
the fallen creatures, when the stars, the insects and the birds. There are two songs, the one of the Lamb of God and the song of Moses. We shall reach them when we reach angels and their gatherings. We shall sing that song when we shall reach there, when we are connecting. For those two songs, out of them come all the songs we call gospel songs. They are the two major headings. The birds sing this anthem from around 4 in the night unto the morning. At around 10 unto 1 sharp, they are singing from around 3 to the ahead, around the night to 8 after, they are singing the same anthem. We don't know what they are all singing. That I knew it from there. All creations, we heard them singing from heaven, earth, and under the past. They are singing those songs. That's when I knew. I have heard birds when they are sounding.
Hey.
I was close to Mabira Forest. I went to sit there.
I said, I hear
open ears, I hear what they say. And they are singing. My goodness. And the insects, you see them making noise, but they are on the earth and singing. I said, Lord, under the sun, we don't know them.
We
play birds are shouting for us in the morning.
They
are on the general anthem of the heaven. We are in John.
John 5.
From verse
5.
John 5:27.
Yokana is Sula Eokutano.
John
5
from verses 27.
Era yamuwa obuyinza okusala omusango kubanga ye mwana w'omuntu
mwana w'omuntu yaweebwa obuyinza.
The son of man was given authority.
Okusala omusango.
To carry out judgment.
Agamba ku nakulu omusango.
He said no judgment.
Bw'anaaba amaze okututwala.
After he's taken us.
Agenda kudda mu ntebe y'ekisa.
He's going to come back in the mercy seat.
Betutuule okwetoloola mu center ya Yerusalemu.
We shall sit all over the center of Jerusalem.
Twalaba n'entebe ezivaawo basement
yawe. We saw the seats which come from the basement of the city.
Zivaawo ne zeteekawo mulayi ne tutuula.
They display themselves and we sit on them.
Buli emu n'ogenda n'omuzindaalo.
Each one has a speaker upon it.
If you are going
to speak, your microphone is on your seat.
Amen.
You
shout hallelujah, passing that microphone.
He entered
the bases
in
the cherubims. There are the
mixers.
And it sounds the entire city.
Amen.
Let me tell you, see, the city is much. On the other day, they make a
mixers
are in the kelvins. That's why they say the one who filled the
kelvins.
You speak by the voices of the microphone.
You speak and the mixers
hear.
Yes.
I was there when I was hooked.
When
I came back, I was there. This world is a total mystery. We don't know what is moving on. God prepared this city.
Wow.
Amen.
Let's finish here.
You can't. Yokana esula yakutano n'olinyirwa biri munana.
John chapter 5 verse 28.
Teweewuunye ekyo kubanga ekiseera kijja bonna abali mu ntaana bwe baliwulira eddoboozi lye ne bavaamu n'abo abaakolanga ebirungi balizuukirira obulamu n'abo abaakola ebitasaana balizuukirira omusango.
Bagenda okuzuukira mu kuzuukira okwokubiri nga tewazuukira mu kusooka
guba
musango.
It's judgment.
Kati ffe abadda tudda kakasibwa nti ffe twayingira mu bulamu
obutaggwaawokuzuukira
kuno okwokubiri Yesu yeebazibwa. Naye olwaleero katukomeko
wano
olunaku olwokuna
olwokutaano
tujja kuma mu paati
y'okubiriey'okuzuukira
okwokubiri nga zimu okwo tugisuubira okuba mu paati singa ssatu
oba nnya.
Yesu yeebazibwa. Mukama akuwa omukisa.
God bless you.
Ekulu okubi tubeerawo.
On Tuesday we are here.
Natusoma enkoza sitaani.
We studied the devil's schemes.
Eri kano eri kanisa.
On to God and to his church.
Tuli kulaba enamba lukanga gamuka.
We see the number 666.
Yangobeerawo ku lwokubiri.
Come and teach on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Webale nnyo okujja.
Thank you for coming.